You are watching a master at work.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever part of the day that you are tuning in. Welcome to the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. My name is Nate Boogie. Welcome. If this is your first time listening, thank you for your support. If you listen to me every week, thank you for your support. Now, I got to set it out right. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. You can call that number. You can text that number, whichever you prefer. Get with me. I'll get back with you. You can also email us, theboogie300@gmail.com. Of course, we're always social networking, facebook.com/boogie300, or you can just tweet at us, @boogie300. I'm on Instagram. Finally got that account set up. Follow me on Instagram. Keep up with the moves. Keep up with the artists that I'm taking pictures with, whatever it may be. I am Nate Boogie. Check me out. Now, I got to first of all give a big, big shout out to the 2012 NBA champions, the Miami Heat. LeBron finally got that ring. Congratulations, brother. I'm not a big fan of LeBron. I'll be the first to admit it, but I respect LeBron. Finally got that ring. Got a couple haters off his back. Hope he can, you know, pursue more. I ain't gonna say getting more because I'm a Chicago Bulls fan and we got to beat LeBron in order to get our ring. Shout out to Derrick Rose. Get well soon, homie. Now, I got a great show lined up for you. My man Tony Parker, while we on the subject of the NBA, is bringing his lawsuit down on the club where Drake and Chris Brown had their fiasco at. He is coming for that paper. Find out what I'm talking about. Also, the homie R. Kelly has an autobiography that will be released, I think, next week. He's talking about everything from his career, you know, being homeless, his fallout with Jay-Z. He's talking about all this in his book. Find out my take on that. Also, the homegirl Beyonce, for once in her life, wants to live like a normal human being. She was trying to do it this past weekend. Find out what she did. And last but certainly not least, I got this week's Fresh Take artist representing Richmond, Virginia. Find out who she is when I come back. But without further ado, let's get into the show. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Let's go!
Guess that made it okay.
You had me stuck on stupid, but I let it go that way.
I suffered from delusion, I should put myself away. All the time and money I've spent, can't believe what I'm in. It ain't right. If I come back, you promise it's gonna be you and me, and that's it.
Whatever.
No, you got it twisted.
Ha!
Tell me what you wanna do
20 of us on Vespas and mopeds. Ooh, that should go in there. Ooh, can I hold that? What you talking about? Go ahead, forehead. Told her homegirl, now it's getting worse. And I was trying to hook her up with Ursha. So I gave her that white Chanel lipstick. She said, how you get Mo out?
You twisted. Got it twisted.
Off his new album, that's Usher featuring Pharrell Williams. It's called Twisted. Really feeling that joint. Anyways, Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 online radio show. Hit us up 773-234-5078. Of course, you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Boogie300, or you can just tweet at us at Boogie300. Now, to get back into the news. The Chris Brown, Drake fiasco, it still looms. It's still in the news. It's still hot press. You got clubgoers who are filing lawsuits. You had a model that was in the club that is filing a lawsuit. But this lawsuit that I'm about to talk about is probably the biggest one coming down. NBA star Tony Parker, San Antonio's NBA basketball player, is filing a lawsuit for $20 million. That's right. If you haven't heard, when the whole melee went on in the club, glasses were broken and, you know, it was flying in the air. A shard of glass got in Tony Parker's eye, scratched his retina. He had to have some surgery, and they said he's not going to miss the Olympics, but he has a $20 million lawsuit against the club, I guess, for not being able to keep their club under control. And to make a long story short, I think he's going to get a large portion of that money. For one, he can pay for the good lawyers that will fight for this case. For two, he's an NBA player. And I don't mean that as in he's a celebrity, but the fact that you need your eyes to play basketball, you know, and if they can prove that his eye and that glass that got in his eye has hindered his NBA career, oh, he's getting all that money. Believe that, minus the cut that his lawyer's gonna get, he's getting all that money. Tony Parker's 30 years old. He just made 12.5 this past year. He's on the downward end of his career. Why not cash in with a $20 million payday? Hey, I'll take it. You gotta get it the way you can. Can't be mad at the man. Now, not to take anything away from any of the other club goers who got injured in this, or, you know, not to say that their injury wasn't as bad. I'm just stating facts. This is a celebrity society we live in, and we got to deal with it. That's just the way it is. That's the way of the world. Shout out to the homie Tony Parker. Hope the whole thing gets situated, and it is what it is at the end of the day. Hey, when I come back, my man R. Kelly has an autobiography on the way, talking about the highs, the lows, the whole Jay-Z fallout, being homeless, everything. Find out my take on that when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Regardless of how it goes down, life goes on. Am I right?
Oh. On the way we shed some tears. Every day we sacrifice so we could be standing here. Oh, what a hell of a life. Been winning so many years. And the future is bright. Now it's very clear that we gon' be rich forever and ever and ever. Oh, 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 oh. We gon' be rich forever. Oh,
I remember being blind to it, till the day I put my mind to it. Pen and pad on the dresser for me to fine tune it. I sat in the corner, made up my mind, do it. Def Jam on my heels, should I sign to it? $1 million advance for me to rhyme fluent. Every day I'm hustling on every corner booming. Back of the Phantom, couldn't fathom I was such a student. grandfather deal for the godfather. Lucian Grange from the ghetto, I follow God's orders. And he told me I was rich forever. Then he showed me I was rich forever. They call me Mr. Roberts when I'm in the bank. Digits like the Dodgers when it come to Franks. Flossing out in Compton like I got a cape. Rosemo tried to fight it, but barely niggas fade. White sheet, yellow tape, where your dogs at? Count a million cash, can you blog that? Me and niggas, you tight, never exchange numbers. Wanna conversate and steal game from us. See the watch, now you wanna know the name of it. Never playing, so I went and got the frame flooded. Cartier, Hublot, I can name a dozen. Your shit push back, cause it ain't buzzing. Now these thugs actors all of a sudden. Niggas hustle backwards all of a sudden. Can't talk snow where the south at. Your man got murked, but you squashed that. Hope you know what we call that. I think you know just what we call that. All you pussy boys fall back. Big face, rolling rose gold, cost 40. Platinum 21, it's time to go and spoil shorty. You only live once, I'm screaming yellow in the V-High. Time fly fast, ballin' with my nigga T.I. Ciroc, no glass, smiling women in my presence. Tall supermodels always fall in my possession. Atlanta housewives taking pictures in my section. But I only got a thing for young bitches with aggression. Show me that affection that a D-boy craves. Rich forever in my D-boy ways. So dope, blue jeans, new J's. So dope by any means all day.
Been winning so many years. And the future is bright. Now it's very clear that we gon' be rich forever and ever and ever. Oh, 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 oh. We gon' be rich forever.
100 mil ain't enough. Got 100 women, gotta deal with it, love. Worth 40 M's, is he still dealing drugs? Cigarettes, speedboats, but he's still with the thugs. Club live, Louis shots on a Sunday. Brandon even be legit one day. Order some more bottles, cause I'm on one. I know a pussy wet, and she wanna come. She wanna come, maybe come over. Stop dealing with them niggas, you need one soldier. Keep you as my bitch forever. Cause you know a nigga rich forever.
Been waiting so many years, and the future is bright. Now it's very clear that we gon' be rich forever and ever and ever. Oh, 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 oh. We gon' be rich forever.
All the way we shed some tears, every day we sacrifice.
Straight off his mixtape, Rich Forever. That's the homie Rick Ross featuring John Legend. It's called Rich Forever. Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 online radio show. Hit me up 773-234-5078. Now, you can call that number. You can text that number. You can leave me a message. And you might just hear your message back on the next show. So call that number, 773-234-5078. Of course, you can email me to boogie300@gmail.com. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter at boogie300. Now, back into the news I go. The Pied Piper himself is releasing an autobiography. That's right, R. Kelly is releasing an autobiography on his, I guess you could call it, controversial career in life. It's called Solar Coaster, which is set to be released on, I believe, this Friday. No, whatever the 28th is. June 28th is set to be released. Anyways, it basically focuses on his life, you know, beginning to current day. It talks about his learning disorder that left him unable to read and write, and it's basically been broken down into three acts of the book. The first act focuses on his early life living in the south side of Chicago. Act two focuses on his struggle as a homeless musician in Venice Beach, in addition to his rise to fame. And act three discusses the end of his 12-year marriage and his inner workings with the Best of Both Worlds with Jay-Z. It talks about the incident where he was pepper sprayed and it brought everything to an end. So it seems as if it might be a good read. And of course, the story that everybody is really curious to hear about is his alleged accusations that he had sex with the 14-year-old that's available for download at www. No, I'm just playing, y'all. It's not, I don't know where you can download it at. I have seen it, though, and I ain't here to pass judgment. But he also talks about that, which has, of course, tarnished his career. But I believe it'll be a good read, and I look forward to getting my copy on June 28th. Shout out to the homie R. Kelly. Keep doing what it is you're doing. Always make good music, and that's what we known you for, making good music. You know, when they expect more of you than to be what you are other than a musician, that's where problems occur. But it is what it is. Shout out to the homie R. Kelly. Hey, when I come back, the homegirl Beyonce experiences life from a fan's point of view. See what I'm talking about when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
Chilling with my girl, it's Nicole, Nicole, Nicole. About to bless you with another.
Said he likes girls with lots of gold, so I empty my account and stuff I sold. I look so fly since I changed my hair to red and color of my eyes. And I keep on saying that he is the one. Since he changed my shoes and clothes, I can only hope he don't change my soul. Standing in the middle of a masquerade, smoking mirrors always seem to pass away. Monday to Sunday, he's telling me lies. Sunday to Monday, he's treating me like I'm lying. But still I keep saying that he is the one. Stubborn heart refused to run. Tell me who have I become like?
Oh, I'm out here stranded. Meanwhile, the whole world is turning. Whole world is warm outside when I'm lost in the wind. What do I do? Why you have to be so cold? Why the hell did it have to be so cold?
Now that my star is shining bright, twinkle little star, don't you lose this fight. Mama said I would be blind, then I hide and walked up and she was right. But I still kept on saying he was the one. Filling up with lust and pain, had me turn into a woman and be ashamed. Standing in front of a moving train, heard the wheel spinning but it never came. Now I'm back to the place where I began, stripped of his lies and now I can't pretend no more. I used to say that he is the one. Standing in this room alone, was it worth losing weight to save my soul?
This week's Fresh Take Artist of the Week, representing Richmond, Virginia. She goes by the name of Alexis Nicole, and that was her hit single. It's called Cold World. Shout out to Richmond, Virginia. Shout out to Alexis Nicole. Keep doing what it is you do. Hey, if you want to be the Fresh Take Artist of the Week, submit your press kit today and some music to theboogie300@gmail.com. Make sure you put Fresh Take in the subject line or it will not get listened to. Simple as that. Now, it's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. I'm Nate Boogie, and we're about to get into the last story of the day. And I love this story so much. I just do. Now, to be an artist, or I guess to be a superstar, is it's a lot of people's dreams, but a lot of people don't understand what goes into it, especially in the technology age as we're in today, where every move that you make, somebody has a camera phone in your face, and I mean, you gotta look your best anytime you step out in public. Well, the homegirl Beyonce this past week was overseas, over in the UK, to watch the Jay-Z and Kanye West Watch the Throne tour. They performed live at the Hackney Festival, and you know how she, you would expect her to be in a VIP area, secluded with security guards and all this and all that. Well, Beyonce was front row, hoodie on, jumping around the niggas in pairs. I mean, acting like a true fan. I mean, having a good time. Just one of the regulars, didn't want to be treated any different, just wanted to try and feel some of that normal life. And I couldn't do nothing but applaud her and admire her courage to try and step out there, because you know, as soon as she gets noticed, it's a wrap. And I think a couple fans did notice her, and that's how the pictures came about. Somebody with a camera phone, you know, spotted her and took some pictures of her. But other than that, I hadn't heard anything else about it. She had a great time. I seen in the picture she was standing there with Kim Kardashian. Yeah, she was out there in the front row as well. I didn't see her jumping around, but she was up there with Beyonce. And I just think that was just a great thing to be a superstar and to try and live somewhat of a normal life and really try to do it, you know. And she almost pulled it off. For the most part, she did pull it off. Anyways, that's the end of my show. Time for me to go. I've enjoyed rocking with you as I do each and every week. If you're listening to me for the first time, continue to support. If you listen to me every week, continue to support. Shout out to my homegirl, Tip Tip. Make sure you follow her at Tip_Soul_Fly. Shout out to my writer, Key. Make sure you follow her at I'm Just Key. I'm Nate Boogie. Make sure you follow me at Nate Boogie. Follow me on Instagram, and I am Nate Boogie. Y'all have a safe and prosperous week. Shout out to my lovely daughter, Lil Boogie. I love you. Let's push this thing on to bigger and better things like we do each and every day. I'm Nate Boogie. This is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Live every day at 100 miles an hour, and I'm out. Peace.